Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
Yep, it's better.
Good.
Oh, perfect.
Be with you in a minute here.
Sure. Are you with me?
Yeah, David Morgan,
oh.
First report.
Yeah.
Allow. Okay, and details.
Let me just pull up your website as well.
Okay. I see your report. There it is. Allow. Yep. You okay? You're still there?
Yep, I'm here. Oh. I'm just waiting for you to pull up the document.
Oh, No, I was waiting for you.
Oh.
I've got the document up.
Oh.
I got the GT metrics speed checkup page up.
Okay, perfect. You can just go to... So basically, the T-metrics speed checkup, that is the speed and the performance for the website. And you can see there mentioned the performance 82%, the structure 80%. Now, this is something which is for the website backend thing. Can you please go on another slide that is for scheme markup integration on website?
Scheme markup integration on website, yep.
Yeah. This is basically just to make your website secure, as we discussed, detected, and there is no warnings or something like that. And now
nope.
You just go to the other slide, that is the website indexed on Google search engine.
Website indexed on Google, yeah, okay, I got that page.
So you can see in the screenshot, your domain name is mentioned there. It says CanadianSolarsOutfitters.com. And underneath that,
yep.
You can see there are the links, which is with the, like the old links, takes a person to your website. So basically, you're covering the whole page at this moment here. With this name.
Yep. Okay. Okay.
So this is basically the clarification of the domain name. And now
right.
I want you to go on the second slide. That is for the created Google Tag Manager.
Yep.
This is something the Google Tag Manager integrated on the website is to track the website, events, links. Yeah. This is something which is for the track the website, like how many visitors visit your website, comes to your website, how many clicks you basically get it. So this is something for that. And now, if you can go to the second slide, that is showing you the total clicks, the impressions, and the average position as well. So of May 22, you're basically getting the total 6 clicks and the impressions, like people use your kind of keyword, but not basically visit your website. So the 6 clicks you're basically getting at the month of May 22, and the average for the May 20 for your website is 11.5.
Okay.
And,
okay, yeah.
And Google Analytics stats, the audience overview, the 44 user sessions. This is something which is for the back-end thing. This is hard to understand, really.
Yeah, really.
This is why I'm just kind of guiding you for the couple of things which is makes you happy with that. You're getting the clicks. You're getting the impressions. Your website will be on the pages at this moment whenever someone hits this name, and you're covering the whole page. So this is something which is you are looking for. You're not, like, interested in the back-end things, which is why I'm here to help you out for that.
Okay,
so let me just take you to can you please go to backlink submissions?
What?
Backlink submissions.
Okay, yeah, okay.
And you can see there are some more links which we basically adding up for your website.
Yep.
So these are the links which we adding more. Like the way, if you remember, I sent you the keyword research report before, so you saw the, like, 30 backlinks there, and these are like 30 more. So every month we will be adding up your website on different platforms. So whenever someone visits any of the website related to your business, so your website URL will be there too as a reference, I can say.
Okay.
So this is basically called the backlinking for the website. So this
is
pretty much it for the month of May 22. As you see, you're basically getting the total 6 clicks, the 52 impressions, and the average just for the 1 month is 11.5. So I just have one suggestion I can say, the one question I can say I have for you. Can you please go to the website of yours, the CanadianSolarOutfitters.com?
Do you want me to go to my website?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay, hang on. Okay, I'm on the website.
Okay, perfect. So as you can see, and as I show you the basically the report for the web for the performance of the SEO. So I was just curious about, like, as you see, you're basically getting the 6 clicks, 52 impressions. So why you're basically using the get a code button, the contact us? Why won't you, like, go for the chat bot? Why are you basically gonna add the chat section on your website, so whenever someone visits your website and have words with you there, and whenever he and she sends you a text, you will be getting a notification on your email. With this, your notification will be popping up, you will be active, and you can engage him and guide him about your services. Like the way, if you remember, you found us on Google, and if you remember, so you got a first text message from one of our representatives just to engage you from the website, right?
I see. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so with this, you will be engaging your customers, and as you are having words with them, so you can just basically having a more understanding with the customer what he is basically looking for at that moment, if he is something to getting a quote, so you can just give them a quote according to their affordability. So in the chat, you can talk to your clients, and also you can detect where they're coming from, what information they need, and what pages are they roaming around, and how many times they have visited your website. So this is my basically suggestion to you. If you basically really want to engage your customers in this way, so this is something which we can do additionally for you to add a chat box. So whenever, if I am, at this moment, I'm on your website, right? And you
yep.
don't know, I'm seeing your website, right? Just because of you don't
That's
have
right.
a chat box, you don't have any functionality which you can search that I'm on your website. So with this, whenever we add the chat box, if you agree not to move for this, whenever we add the chat box on your website, so in the future, if I visit your website, so you will be getting a notification right away. And
I see. And how much is this going to cost me, David?
Yeah, the cost is something which we can discuss definitely later on. But the thing is, at this moment, to explain you the thing, which is I suggest you that is necessary for your type of business, I can say. So is there any question or anything you have in your mind?
What's it going to cost me to have this chat thing put on?
Oh, so you really want to know the cost instead of like...
I want to know the cost. Yeah, I want to know the cost, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Because I think we're up. I think I've only got one more payment coming to you for $400 because they just took the other $800 out.
Yeah, we can just as we are doing the compensation with you to adding up the things and giving you some more time to pay us the amount. So there is no need to rush. Okay.
Yeah.
Because
I've got it. You're paid up now. You know, the registration thing and everything is all paid for now.
Yeah. You are
done
with everything.
They just took the last $800 out.
Yeah. And I think you already got the invoice as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Perfect. Perfect.
So, we have that. I think the only thing that I owe you now is the $400, which is to do, I think, the middle of next month, isn't it?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, it's all up to you. It's all up to your affordability.
Yeah.
Like whatever the day you give us, we can just...
So let me know how much this is going to cost.
Okay, so with this thing...
And what arrangements we can make on it.
Sure. Let me just take a look. Give me a quick second.
Okay.
Okay, so there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so I've just checked the chat box feature. So this is basically going to add the additional development hours to adding up the whole feature on your website. And as well as, we also need to purchase the chat box for you. So this whole additional development hours and the chat box will going to cost you a flat $999. Like there is no renewal, no monthly, no yearly.
How much?
$999.
$1,000?
Yes,
holy
sir.
Crap. Ooh, okay. Okay, that's something we got to think about then.
Sure.
because that's, you know, that's 13, that's almost $1,400 Canadian.
Oh, are you from Canada?
Yeah, that's where I am, in Canada.
Oh,
didn't you know that?
Yeah, I know, I was just forgot. Can you please provide me with your zip code?
905. Oh, my zip code.
Yeah.
L3B.
L3B.
5N8.
5N8, right?
5N8, yeah.
N8. Oh, actually, I've just, because we do basically receiving the discount coupons on every Friday to apply on our customers, service. So let me just see to put this zip code and see what's the best I can do for you, and making sure that you're paying in CAD. So we'll make sure that part two for you. Give me a quick second.
Yep.
Okay, so Wayne there.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so with using your zip code and the discounts which I basically getting, that is only valid for today. And considering the fact that is from that you are paying in CAD, so I can make it 1,000 CAD for you straight if you can pay today, just because of the zip code.
You can what? You'll have to throw that at me again.
1,000 CAD, not in USD.
1,080 Canadian.
Yes, sir. Which approximately for in USD is around 767.
Yeah, I and David, I don't have that right now.
Oh.
So I mean, you know what my circumstances is and how we do this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll tell you what, we're going to have to leave status quo,
mm-hmm.
The way it is right now until I start getting some business in from the website. When I start getting some business in from the website, then I'll be in a position to make any additionals that we have to have.
I can understand that the budget and the funds issue as well you're basically having, just because of your business is just up on Google and it takes a little time to be get the business from the Google, as considering the fact there are like a big large number of market here. And this is something which I explain you that is also for your business, which makes your visitor or customers to engage it. Let's say if someone is just visiting your website and with the help of this chat bug, you can just convert that visitor into the customer just to convince them, just to negotiating them with the pricing. So if you can tell me like how much you're basically able to pay at this moment so I can just hold this deal for you and get the job started, and as soon as you got the funds, then we can move forward from there, like the way we are doing.
Well, Dave, no. As I said before we go, right now, like I just said, day before yesterday, they just took $800 U.S. out of the account, okay, which was almost $1,200 Canadian. Just came out of my account again, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I had to spread those over. Now, I've got another $400 coming out the middle of next month.
Mm-hmm.
So that's $400 U.S., that's $600 Canadian. So, I mean, we're going to have to wait until I get some business in before I can start to do anything about this.
If I can give you this favor, the $400 that you basically need to pay, if I can give you the more time for that, so would that help you?
Yeah, but I don't have the cash right now. That's my problem.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. I'm not going to say, like, you can pay right now. You can pay later on. But just to moving forward with this, with using my company's phone at this moment, we'll add that chat feature, and you can just give me the any particular date for this, and we can go ahead and move forward at that time.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, the idea is, I don't know. I'm going to have to go over my budget and whatnot and see what happens. So before the, I'll tell you what, give me a call next week. We'll see how things are going.
Okay, perfect, perfect. We're going to give you a call next week, and we're going to have words with them regarding this. Thank you.
That's correct, yes.
Is there anything I can help you with today at this moment?
No, that's fine. I'm glad to see that report is there and whatnot, and now let's just hope that some of the calls start manifesting themselves into orders.
Yeah, you will be seeing the more progress in upcoming days for sure. As compared to the keyword research report, you can see a big difference in this first report, and so hope for the best for 4 months.
Yep. So we'll go from there, And we'll talk again next week.
Sure.
Sounds good.
Yep, thank you.
Have yourself a good week, David.
You too. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.